Hello, this is Mary at Real Baby Milk, and I'm here with Stephanie Hurd, and we're here to have a chat. And Stephanie Hurd is the infant feeding lead for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. Hi, Steph.
Hi, Mary. So I'm infant feeding coordinator in Cornwall, and I'm a health visitor by background. I'm still working as a health visitor as well. And I want to talk a little bit today about the Personal Child Health Record, or Red Book. How we can use it and how we can make the most of it in supporting mums and babies.
Yeah.
The Red Book is the main record of babies' health and well-being and also their growth and development. So it's really important that parents keep that safe and that they bring it to any appointments that they have. In Cornwall, we give the Red Book at the health visitor antenatal contact, which is between 28 and 34 weeks of the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So everybody has one of these at that point. And we encourage them to keep it with their green notes, their midwifery notes, and to take it to the hospital with them if they're going to hospital to have their baby, or to have it with them wherever they have their baby, because there are things in the Red Book that can start being filled in straight away when the baby is born. I would definitely encourage peer supporters to try and have a look at a Red Book. The Red Book does change from time to time. We try to make it more user-friendly and more useful for people. So it's worth, if you have a small young baby yourself, having a look at your own Red Book, having a flick through. Or if you don't, asking a mum, if you are working with a mum, if you can have a look at her Red Book to see what sort of information is in there. Or asking the health visitor that relates to your group, if you're peer supporting in a group, asking that health visitor if you could have a look at a Red Book, because there are things that will be useful for you in your interactions with mums. So definitely worth having a look through. So with regards to what's in the Red Book, there's all sorts of information, including information about infant feeding, so definitely worth being familiar with that. We use the Red Book as a way of data collection as well, so worth looking at that about when we're collecting data about feeding for mums and babies. So that's worth being familiar with. There's information there about vaccinations and information about all sorts of sources of support. So be familiar with it, and that will help you to be confident with using it with mums. So you'll see in a Cornwall Red Book that there is the UNICEF conversation sheets, and those are on the pages after screening and routine reviews. It's kind of indexed, so you can see that on the end of the page. So on the screening and routine reviews section, there is the conversation sheet for conversations in pregnancy, and this is where we record the fact that we've had those conversations around infant feeding and care with mums-to-be before they have their baby. If you're seeing people antenatally, you might want to record the conversations that you've had on that sheet as well. So if you're doing antenatal education, if you're having input to that, for example, or if an expectant mum comes to your group and you're talking through with her about things to do with feeding and care, do tick and sign to say what it is that you've discussed with her. It's really straightforward and self-explanatory.
If you got to that page and it's been completed, what would you do as a peer supporter?
Okay, there's the opportunity to sign more than once.
Lovely.
So if someone's already signed it, if, for example, the midwife has already signed it or the health visitor has already signed it, I would hope that if the mum has got the Red Book, that the health visitor has already signed to say they've had those conversations, because that's part of the antenatal contact. But always worth signing again, because the most effective way of giving information is to give it bit by bit and over again to make it memorable.
Yeah.
So do feel free to have those conversations with antenatal women and tick and sign to say that you've had that conversation.
So it's a really good thing that those conversations are had more than once.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by ticking and signing, it says to the mum-to-be, this is important information that you need to try and remember. You can always go back for the mum-to-be. It's really useful because she can go back to that sheet and see the things that you've talked about. So that in itself is reinforcing the information.
Yeah.
And it's saying to mum, this is important. I'm putting my name to this. So for peer supporters, definitely have a look at that sheet. And if you have those conversations in pregnancy, sign it to say that you have.
You're valuing what you're telling the person by signing it in front of them.
I think that's right.
Brilliant.
I think that's right. So be familiar with that page. And then on the other side of that page is the postnatal conversation sheet. And this covers all of the things that every new mum should have information about to do with feeding and care of the baby. So again, this is something that will be covered by the health visitor at the new birth visit when the baby's between 11 and 14 days. But of course, it should already have been covered by the midwife as well after the baby was born. So it's, again, reinforcing and reinforcing. So it should already have been covered by the health visitor, but if you have that conversation with somebody in a peer support group or one-to-one, however you're peer supporting, there is again the opportunity to sign it more than once.
Yeah.
So if you have that conversation, if you go over that again, if you talk about something that hasn't already been ticked, the kind of things that are on this page is things about feeding whilst out and about. And that's exactly the kind of thing that people come to peer supporters for information and support about.
Yeah.
So do tick it and sign to say that you've offered that information.
Okay.
Again, that reinforces it to mum. This is important. These are things that you need to know. You haven't got to memorise it. You can always come back to this page for the mums. You can always go back to that page and think, what was that was
the
said?
It's a checklist for you as well.
It's a checklist for us as health visitors. It's a place for peer supporters to record their work, and it's something that makes it memorable for the mum. So she can always, later on she thinks, oh, I can't remember what it was that we said about that, she can always just go back to her red book and have a little look, and it's all there tipped and signed. Okay, so definitely I would encourage peer supporters to use that. So what you do is you sign it, you date it, and you write that you're a peer supporter, okay, so that everybody can see who it is that's offered that information. The other place that peer supporters might want to use in the Red Book is on the notes pages. So those are towards the back of the book, before the growth charts. So this is a place where if you have offered further support to a mum or guidance or information, you can record the fact that you've offered that information. Remember, everything in the Red Book should relate to the baby. So it's really important that it is a straightforward description of the information that you have offered. It's very, very important to avoid any kind of value judgments or anything like that.
Okay.
So if a mum is, if you spend a lot of time with a mum and she seems really upset and you've offered support and guidance around that, the Red Book is not the place to document that.
Okay.
The Red Book is for documenting things to do with the baby. Okay, so if you've had a conversation with a mum, she's really upset, then the appropriate thing to do would be to talk with her about, would it be right for me to contact the health visitor, or can I support you to contact the health visitor to talk about how you're feeling, rather than writing that in the Red Book. Whereas if you have a conversation with a mum, if a mum comes to the group because she's struggling to attach a baby to her breast, and the kind of guidance you've offered her is, you've seen the baby feed, you've helped her to get the baby to attach more effectively to the breast and feed more effectively, that's the kind of thing that you're writing there. So a description of the information, guidance, support that you've offered. And again, date it, sign it, and write that you're a peer supporter.
So I guess it's really important to be familiar with the UNICEF page, is both sides, because most of the things you might talk about might be covered there anyway.
Most of the things are on there anyway. So the notes is for anything that's a little bit more detailed. But most of the things that come up week in and week out at peer support group or in one-to-one peer support are covered on those conversation sheets.
And say it was me, I would sign it Mary Gosling, peer supporter.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'll put the date. That's
it. And the date. I don't even need to put which group or where it was, do I? Or shall I?
No, you don't need to put which group and where it was.
No.
No. So sign it, date it, write that you're a peer supporter.
Yeah.
And certainly I would encourage peer supporters to use the Red Book because it keeps all the information together, it reinforces that information for the mum, and it helps people to work as a team around the mum and the baby.
That's perfect. Thank you.